Hi, I'm Ben Lauer, and I work on the Kinect for Windows team here at Microsoft. Here on my left today is Josh Blake. Josh is a Kinect for Windows MVP. He's also the technical director of the Advanced Technology Group at Infostrat. I wish I had tech doubled up in my title. That's pretty sweet. So Josh is going to talk to us today about an application that his company recently built in partnership with Kaplan Early Learning Company. And the app today that we're going to look at is called WordPop, right?
Right.
So let's hear about it.
So Kaplan came to us and wanted us to create an application that helped kindergartners and preschoolers learn spelling simple 3- and 4-letter words. And obviously, we all have to learn how to spell, but we made this application with Kinect for Windows that has the kids catching letters and spelling them. Let's take a look.
Great.
Bin. Catch the B. B. Catch the I. I.
So I'm moving around the basket and using the basket as the tool that actually catches the letters. And the students are prompted for which letters they need to find.
B. I. Bin. What word is that?
Bin.
Bin. Yes. Bin. Bat. Catch the B.
And after the students spell
catch
a word correctly,
a.
It
a.
says it and prompts them
catch
to
the
pronounce
T.
it. And this helps them associate the spelling of the word with the pronunciation of the word. And the other interesting thing about this application is that teachers can actually use a teacher configuration utility to select which words that they want to have displayed.
Josh, that's really cool. So I gotta ask, first thing on my mind is, what's up with the box? Why did you use that?
So there's a couple of reasons why we used the basket. One is that it's kind of a magical experience. The kids are using a physical object to interact with a virtual world. And so that's kind of magical. The other reason is that it was a metaphor that they immediately understood. Catching things in a basket. When they saw themselves on the screen with a basket, they moved to catch the letters, and it just worked when we tested it with them.
So did you have any, I'm curious if you had done it with like them just like touching things in the air, was there any aspect of like competition, like five kids would jump up at the same time and do it, whereas with the basket, there's obviously like there's one person at a time going, or?
Yeah, so that's a good point. With the basket, there's kind of one thing that that person is using the application and they have to take turns, but with, if it was just anyone could stand up and start touching things, then it gets a little bit chaotic with a whole classroom full of kindergartners.
Yeah, I can imagine. All right, cool. So I understand why you did that, but how? I mean, you've now blended this real-world basket into this virtual application. So how are you detecting the basket? How are you then mapping that to these letters in the game? I mean, that's really cool to see.
So once we decided we needed to detect a basket, then it was kind of a process to figure out what do we know about the user and what can we see and how can we split that up and break down the problem to detect a basket. The first thing we thought about was what type of basket to use. And so rather than any random one, we found a basket that Kaplan offered in their catalog that had flat sides and was large enough for the Kinect sensor to see and also has handles on each side so the kids can just pick it up. And then we took a look at the depth image and did some custom processing on it to figure out where's the basket and then use the basket location, a little rectangle, to intersect with whether it's touching one of the letters. I actually have an application to show how the custom basket detection works. Let's take a look.
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
So this is one of the early builds of WordPop, where we had some testing interfaces for what the Kinect sees and what we're processing from the depth image. So on the left, we see that we're detecting the box and drawing a rectangle around it, regardless of where I'm moving it. On the right side, we see kind of a computer vision feel of what it thinks it sees with a box. We chose the flat-sided boxes because we could detect the curvature from the depth image, because we have the information in 3D, and find large flat areas. So after we could find the pixels that were flat, we had a threshold, and we marked pixels that were relatively flat. And these pixels are showing up as white. And then we looked at a histogram on the x and y axis to find the largest flat area that was continuous. So this meant we didn't detect things like my hand over here. We could find the largest area with this box. And from there, we just drew a rectangle around the box and used it in the application.
Wow, so that's really cool. You guys built this custom tool to help in your development process of finding that basket. Did you guys use speech detection at all in there?
So we didn't. And the activity naturally has a pause for the kids to say the word, but it's actually difficult for speech recognition to work reliably in this scenario for two reasons. One is the youngest age range of the kids is not picked up by speech recognition very well. They pronounce the words so differently than adults that, and there's so many wide varieties of speech at that age that it's really difficult. And the other is that in the environment of the classroom, it may be kind of noisy. Other kids are actually kind of playing along and making it into a group activity, even though one person's playing. So speech recognition wouldn't work in that scenario.
Cool. All right. Well, I've enjoyed you showing this off today. Is there anything else you want to share or any other unique insights or unexpected things that you encountered?
One of the cool things that we saw when we were testing with the kids is they actually made the application more immersive than was required. So when they caught the letters in the basket, and then the letters came down and spilled out the word, they actually turned the basket over and shake the letters out of it.
Oh, that's funny.
And kind of play along with it. And so that told us that the kids were really understanding what the application was about, and they were also having fun and having playing with it.
Well, Josh, awesome job here with WordPop. This is really cool to see. It was fun to hear all the stories and all the things that you guys encountered along the way. So thanks again for coming by and sharing that with us.
Thanks for having me.